You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast discovering the raw, the wriggling, squiggling.
Not quite the same ring to it, that one.
Well, it didn't fucking help me out. I was struggling. I was floundering.
Well, you know, you never tell us that you're going to try and change this up and that you want us to help you with
everything
it. You
happens just spring on the fucking it on fly. Us. Yeah. I don't even know what's happening
and
until
it's
happening.
And we're just confused. We don't know if you're trying to do something new or if you've just are having a moment like you frequently do.
Fucking stroking out.
The famed American philosopher, one Catherine Williams, once said, when people fall down, you owe it to yourself to get at least 7 laughs out of it.
Yeah.
And I took that to heart.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I wanted to do the Lord of the Rings, Ron wriggling, but I couldn't bring it home.
Oh, okay.
Because it's worms.
Yeah.
And they wriggle. I'm Chris. This is Lisa.
Hello.
She's great. You'll love her.
Yeah.
Huge bitch.
We also have Bo.
Me.
He's great. You'll love him.
Yeah. Maybe also a huge bitch. You'll see.
Got a special episode for you today. Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Today we're watching a brand new, not yet released movie called Worms.
Motherfucking worms.
Up for pre-order now and estimated ship date of January 25th, 2025.
Hell yeah. This is a limited release, dude. So if you have any interest in hot chicks playing with worms, go to samhale.com and order this shit because March 1st, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, and it's starring Ruby Rose. Quite hot.
Yeah, Ruby Reynolds, dude. I have the exact same haircut as Ruby Reynolds, but she looks way fucking better than I do.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on there?
Well, you know.
Hot people. I also haven't tried spray painting my head.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe that's hair dye.
My guess, smart money, is probably on some sort of hair dye.
Yeah, I...
Seems unlikely to me that one Miss Ruby Reynolds spends a lot of time spray painting her head.
It's just, how do you fucking dye, like, tiny hair?
Is this a...
Oh my god.
Are you...
I thought you weren't supposed to get it on your scalp or something.
Are you joking?
Yeah, no, I'm not, actually. How do you...
Okay.
I haven't dyed my hair very much.
Have you? You paint figurines for fun.
Yeah.
And you're confused about... It's the same thing.
Oh, you paint it?
Yeah, dude. You get a little... You mix up the dye. You get a little brushy brush.
Okay.
All right. Paint it up on there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could just paint it.
Yeah.
This one comes from Doom Perversion Pictures. You got a perversion for Doom? These are your pictures. I think Doom Perversion's like a sub-label of Sam Hill. I don't know. Sam Hill's got 16 different names. I never know what's going on.
Sam Hill has a lot going on.
This one is directed by Akiko Janos. Probably fucked that name up. Sorry. Written by Sam Hill and Andrew S. Birch. Starring Ruby Reynolds. And that kick-ass artwork is by Silas David Massoff. Now, we are doing the review copy of this movie, so the Blu-ray could be slightly different than what we see here. Just so you know.
Uh-huh.
I think that's all I have. I think we're about to watch this woman eat some worms or something.
Okay.
Classy.
Right out of a strainer.
Lisa described it.
At least she's washing them off, I guess.
Yeah, they're in a strainer. She obviously rinsed them off.
Have you guys had the tequila worms?
No.
No, I haven't.
I'm not doing that. I'm not eating any kind of fucking worm.
I'm sure after a bottle of tequila, I'd eat pretty much fucking anything.
I'm sure you would too.
How was the worm?
Really strong. Yeah. Not like physically. They didn't put up like a fight or anything.
Boxing your tongue?
Going down.
No, like content-wise, mm-hmm. Alcohol content-wise, it felt like...
it just soaked up a whole bunch of tequila or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I was so fucked up.
Yeah, that's the whole thing behind it. Is you're supposed to get really fucked up. Yeah,
I'm the heavyweight in the group usually.
And, yeah,
that one was notable.
Shout out to fuck Silas David Massoff because I love this fucking artwork, man. I can't wait to get his shirt, dude.
Yeah,
it is sick.
It is cool. I know. I can't wait for you to get our shirt too.
I'm wearing this one, Lise. You're not stealing this one from me. It's kind of got that like death metal style to it, but
I was just about to say it looks like a metal band shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can still read what it fucking says on like a lot of death metal shit. It just looks like, I don't know, a fucking bush or something.
Yeah, or some gothic script that's so overdone that you can't fucking make out letters.
Yeah.
Damn good. All right, guys.
Yeah.
You guys want to watch this motherfucker?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Hey, that's a worm. Are worms going in or are they coming out?
I don't know. She is on a sidewalk, though. Maybe. I don't know.
Shouldn't be walking barefoot out here. You ever get so horned up you just gotta rub one out in the corner?
Yes.
No.
Oh. I mean, yes.
Okay, and it said edited and filmed by Sam Hill also.
I like the music. Motherfucking
worms. He always has fingers on tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Janos? Janos?
I think it's Janos.
I think it's Yanis.
Yanis?
Oh,
ah, fuck.
Maybe.
Yanis.
Look at all those worms.
Yeah, those are worms.
Now, does this get it? Does this get you good and juicy, Lisa?
No.
No. Yeah. I'm
not a fan of worms.
Can't say that I am either.
Those are not worm-eating nails, Ruby.
I think they're exactly worm-eating nails.
Yeah.
You can get dirt all up in there.
Yeah, but think of the satisfaction of plucking one right up out of there.
Right, they are almost like little chopsticks, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You could skewer one. Skewer.
Yeah.
Did we see that fucking clock in this figured perception?
I can't remember, but I like it.
Fuck, it looks familiar.
Oh no, you almost had all the dirt off, and then you dropped it. That is an ornery worm.
Yeah, that.
The worm's feeling ornery.
Has to pick a different one. This one's not as ornery.
Yeah, you go.
Now, in this scenario, do you prefer the ornery worms or the more like complacent ones?
Probably complacent.
I think you want to go for the weaker ones in the pack, right?
Oh, man. Those worms aren't going where I thought they were going.
Yeah, I figured this is where we were headed. But an ornery worm, it's going to get in there and get to work, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah. If this is the situation, then I guess you're going to want an ornery worm.
Yeah. Get the ornery worm.
Yeah, like the rabbit of worms.
I liked how the worms were crawling out while she was sleeping.
Some reason worms in the pussy is less disturbing than worms in my bed. I'm not sure why.
Yeah. Keep it off the marital bed.
Yeah, this is for the Lord's work.
Maybe that's what I need, rainbow hair.
They already think you're gay, Chris.
Yeah. You know, I love this girl, and I hope she goes on to do lots more things.
Yeah, me too. She's cool.
She happened upon a couple worms outdoors, and she said, oh, I don't know, should I?
Yeah.
No.
Those are street worms. I don't want that
those
shit.
Those are street worms. Don't know where those worms have been.
Yeah. She's got standards.
Oh, a June bug.
Don't put that in there.
Do we want to venture to June bugs?
Well, listen. If you prefer the ornery worm, think of what a June bug's going to get you.
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking June bug's going to stab your shit up.
Yeah. It must have rained the night before or something.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
That's a consenting worm. It's crawling towards her.
Yeah. It wants it.
I saw that look in your eyes.
And it's not even wearing clothes, so obviously it's consenting.
Yeah. Look at that skirt.
Yeah.
The dirt skirt.
Okay, so now her salad's just worms.
Nothing but worms.
Doesn't like that.
She only fucks worms. She doesn't eat them. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
This apartment style is what's referred to as millennial gray.
Yeah.
We've become the elders. How depressing is that?
I know.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, we're fucking old people, man.
That's wild.
I know.
I feel like I was taking loads in parking lots just last week.
Yeah.
It was just last week for Chris.
Taking loads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to relive my youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the little flashes of worms.
Masturbating, thinking about worms. Hell yeah.
Just the occasional little flash. Yeah.
Well, what do we feel about a stiff plank-like worm?
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't know why.
Like a fishing lure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're going to cut to the floor like that, they could use real worms, right?
I would think so.
Maybe they were concerned about the livelihood of the worms and they didn't want to drop them from such a high distance.
Okay.
Do worms take fall damage?
I don't know. Can't you like cut them in half and then just fucking
yeah
multiply?
Can't even like squirrels survive like terminal velocity? Am I making this shit up?
I am a scientist.
No, I think they can survive from pretty far.
Yeah, you could drop a worm.
I think a worm can make it, man.
Yeah, they could.
Also, Chris is just weird. Controversial opinion. Worm lives don't matter to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they obviously serve a purpose in our ecosystem that we probably shouldn't like vie for their extermination, but a couple worms here and there, I'm gonna be alright with that.
I don't know. I'm down with worms. Out of all the kind of creepy crawly things, they're pretty low on the exterminate list for me.
Yeah, I don't go out of my way to like even hurt a worm.
No.
You know, I happen upon them on occasion. Just, yeah, oh, there's a worm.
Centipedes, yeah. Though, kill on sight, dude.
No, they're helpful too, though.
The fuck they are. I don't care. They could...
They're dark-sided and from another plane, for sure. Super alien and creepy.
Yeah, no, I don't kill centipedes either. I just let them go on their way.
Why are we only dealing with fake worms now, though?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm thinking. There has to be a reason why we've switched to fake now.
These ones are like sun-dried worms.
Well, they're all the ones that came out of her vagina. Maybe maybe that's why. They're like preserved now or something.
I would have assumed that would have had a bleaching effect, not a...
I know. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
No, my pussy's straight acid.
I'm pretty sure she's about to eat them, and that's why we've had fake ones this whole time.
I wonder if it's like something fashion to look worm-like, like food. I don't know.
Yeah. I think they went to the function.
Yeah, you can make like jello worms.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe they like deep fried actual worms.
Maybe. I don't know. They wouldn't fucking drop them, so I doubt they're going to deep fry them.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Freshening these worms up in the colander.
Mm-hmm. Gotta rinse all the juice off them.
Yeah, that's just gross. Oh, yeah, she's eating them.
Uh-huh.
Munch, munch.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of them worms, man.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really eating these worms. Just a whole strainer full of them. Shoving them in by the handful. And she's like spitting chunks out into the bowl and then shoving it all in too.
Pick up all those worms. Oh, ew.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, I was like, that's gross looking.
Wet worm juice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all her spit mixed with the worms. Yeah. Ew. So she doesn't like to eat them until they've already been in her vagina. She wouldn't eat those worms on the street. But once they came back out, she's ready to eat them.
Yeah, either that or we're just going deeper into the fucking wormhole.
Maybe. She's just becoming more and more obsessed with worms.
Yeah.
Did you think we were gonna spoil the ending? You're wrong, bitch.
No, yeah. I don't like to eat worms.
I think I could eat a worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, if I'm gonna eat worms, I probably want to cook them at least.
Well, do you think maybe that's what happened to her worms?
Yeah, you can catch them fucking like salmonella and shit. Cook your worms.
She did. She stuck them in her vagina and cooked them all day and then pulled them out and ate them.
The easy bake oven.
Yeah. Yep.
I liked the soundtrack.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily understand some of the sound design outside of that, though. Ruby Reynolds intimates speaking on a phone call.
Yeah.
With, I guess, her workplace. And yeah. We get dialogue from what it appears to be like her supervisor or something.
Yeah. And it was very quiet on that end. And then we couldn't hear anything she was saying. I don't know if it was supposed to be like that.
I think it's supposed to be, you know, like she's not even into the conversation. She's just really into those fucking worms.
Yeah. Because she's just getting more and more obsessed with worms.
I mean, how can you focus when that slutty worm is wriggling across the...
Yeah, that worm was a slut, dude.
Yeah, look how it was moving.
Yeah. It knew what it was doing.
I like the movie. I wish we could have used real worms for a lot of it. But I did find the ending to be a little lackluster. I would have liked a bigger finish.
Yeah, I like bigger finishes.
I want to fucking just explode all over me, dude. Yeah.
Are worms like a... Is this like an animal rights thing?
Well, no worms were harmed, so...
How do you really...
Yeah, can you harm a worm? Like we were saying...
I'm exhausted by this.
You could cut one in half and it makes two worms. If anything, you're helping the worms, right?
I've seen some worms, like, when we're fishing and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They seem fine.
Yeah, you fuck those worms up. You pale them, like, multiple times, and they're still just fucking cruising, dude.
Which, you know, I'm sure that must not feel great.
Maybe. I don't know. Can they feel pain?
I don't know.
Do they even
Because I'm also not...
Do they have brains? I don't know.
That's what I mean. Do worms have like personalities and like
how do worms procreate?
Do they?
I don't know.
They have to, right?
Is there worm sex?
There's how man. All right. I don't know. They don't lay eggs.
I don't know. We are not worm experts.
Do they have live babies?
Yes, worms engage in sexual reproduction. They have specialized reproductive organs and use them to mate and produce offspring. For example, earthworms are hermaphrodites, meaning they have both male and female reproductive organs. They mate by exchanging sperm and then lay eggs that develop into baby worms. Other types of worms, such as roundworms, also have distinct sexes and engage in sexual reproduction.
Okay. Worm sex.
Damn, I've never seen worms do it before.
What about you?
Hell yeah.
Oh no, I don't want to go to porn sites for the worm sex.
Yeah, that's a little too explicit for my taste.
Oh no.
I want like a National Geographic.
I want like, yeah, give me like I need an educational.
A sanitized version of worm sex, please. I don't need that smut.
I need David Attenborough like narrating.
Don't
take me to Pornhub.
Earthworm love.
Oh.
Is this hot?
It's cuddly.
No.
And complicated. From the start, the earthworm is built for romance with 4 or 5 pairs of hearts.
Look at all those hearts.
That's why you can chop them bitches in half.
Yeah.
That's a challenge for these mostly solitary animals. They go out looking when they're a few months to a year old, and they've grown this fleshy, saddle-shaped patch called a clitellum.
I like the clitellum.
Enough to get down to business.
Yeah, it's nice and wet.
Tube-shaped invertebrate seeks mate to share
like
loamy soil and
whatever that is, I don't like it.
The earthworm follows tastes and smells through dirt or leaf litter to find its Valentine.
It's Valentine.
It crawls around by anchoring its body with these bristles called CT.
Yeah, I felt them CTs.
Uh-huh.
Look at that mouth.
Uh-huh.
Such a luscious lip.
Yeah, that mouth
Every
could suck you right off.
Every earthworm has some non-negotiables.
I've sucked off a thing
must
that looks just like that mouth.
And skin must want kids. But male or female is not one of them. All earthworms are both. They're hermaphrodites, which automatically doubles their chances of finding a mate. When they do,
giant
they waste
worm
their time.
Orgies.
Side by side, they surround each other with rings of slime they exude from their skin.
Slime tubes.
Bodies pointing in opposite directions. And they embrace with these flaps on their clitella.
Oh, they just fucking 69 each other, huh?
They can like this for an hour, swapping sperm.
I'm uncomfortable with the clitella flaps.
Outside their bodies, here.
Dang, they fuck
where
for
they
an
press
hour, dude.
Up against each other.
Ooh.
And flows between these segments into storage sacks
that's
inside.
That's that 8-month load.
But their tender act has a dark side.
Yeah, it looks like it.
As
this whole thing is dark-sided.
Stab each other with their pointy CT. Those wounds mean the injured lovers won't be hooking up with others anytime soon.
Dude, that is one worm. They've
Jealous
merged
much.
Into one worm.
Yeah, and then they separate.
After they've parted ways, each earthworm produces a sheath with its clitellum and shimmies it down its tubular body. The protein-rich ring moves over tiny holes where it gathers eggs and some of the collected sperm. Then it slips right off the worm and becomes a cocoon. Baby worms flourish.
Oh my God,
inside,
it circumcises itself.
Hearts that one day they'll give to their special someone.
Wow, that's fucking weird.
I didn't like any of that.
Yeah, I don't like worms anymore. Anyway. Yeah, worms lay eggs.
Was Ruby Reynolds getting stabbed by the CT?
Oh, yeah. She was feeling all those CTs, dude.
Yeah.
That's probably what was getting her off. The CTs.
Probably.
Fuck, shit, where were we? Lisa, give me your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
Oh, okay. Man. All right, star rating. All right. My star rating, I think I'm gonna do, after much consideration, I think I'm gonna do 2.5 stars.
Hell yeah.
I almost did 3.
What brought it down for you?
I don't know. Kind of felt anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish there would have been more of like a twist at the end or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay.
My what the fuck moment is when she was standing there in the bathroom with worms falling out of her vagina. And we had obviously switched to fake worms.
Yeah.
So I guess, Bo, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I'd like to give Ruby Reynolds 5 stars and the film, like, closer to, I guess we'll hang out around the 2-star.
Okay.
It was shot well. I liked the I liked the music for it. I'm fine with sort of like episodic journeys into like hyper specific episodes of Mania. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the worms, they didn't really impact me. So, and I'm not like a worm guy. I'm not like a hentai guy, and I'm also not like overtly disturbed by worms.
So, yeah, I'm not, yeah. But I think if somebody starts munching down a handful of like actual worms, it'd probably get a rise out of me.
I think if I saw someone putting them in their pussy.
Right, yeah.
Which I guess we technically were supposed to have just seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't see shit.
It was intimated. I expected, I don't know, because we know he's not scared to, you know, be up in the labia with the film.
Yeah.
I did expect something a little more gruesome, I guess.
Yeah, we are calloused, I guess you would say, at this point in our journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calloused. I'm jaded. Yeah. I'm burnt the fuck up. I know. Yeah. But yeah, well, I guess I'll give it 2 stars.
Okay.
My what the fuck moment's gonna be where she sees the 2 worms sort of on a ledge outdoors, and she like double takes, she circles back, she's like, should I take them? No.
Yeah.
Sort of carries on.
Streetwalker worms.
Yeah.
She's just, yeah, getting more and more distracted by worms.
Love those worms.
Well, that did seem to be her primary motivator.
Yeah.
Fucking them worms. What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I'm gonna go with 3 stars. I did like the movie. My only kind of problems with it are the extensive use of fake worms towards the latter half and the ending. I thought it's a little lackluster and or anticlimactic, but I'll give it 3 stars.
Right.
And Ruby Reynolds was great. Give her 5 stars.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we would all give her 5 stars.
I'd give her money to sit on my face. Even if there were worms up there, probably.
I guess my what the fuck moment is, well, she's just munching all them worms, dude, straight out of that fucking spaghetti strainer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just going to work. And she's just drooling out worm bits. And yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
Fuck, why didn't I think about this?
Yeah, you should know by now.
Oh my God. All right, how spicy is this movie? This movie is a salad.
Is it a TV salad?
Yeah, it's a TV salad with some worms sprinkled in, And maybe the dressing's like Chipotle ranch or something. Just a tiny bit spicy.
Hell yeah.
Just, and then you just keep finding worms in your salad.
If this podcast has taught me anything, it's that Lisa and I have dramatically different palates.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, how spicy is this movie for you, Bo?
We'll go with like a tequila worm from the bottom of the jar that's been there for like, I don't know, 6 or 7 months probably.
Mm-hmm.
Thick and juicy.
Yeah.
And it's, you're going to have to sit down somewhere. what about you, Christopher? How spicy was this film?
This film's
not very spicy,
not,
right?
Not a spicy boy here.
Yeah.
This movie is a dirt and worms ice cream sundae. You get the Oreo bits and the gummy worms. Not a very spicy movie. I think, you know, if you want something low on the spicy scale, this is a movie for you. Hot chicks playing with worms.
I think if you're into worms, this is for you. Or if you're like, I know I'm fucking disturbed by worms, then this is, you know, for those people.
Yeah, if you're sexually attracted to worms, man, this is your movie.
Or if you just absolutely hate worms and they're going to freak you out. Yeah.
Then this is your gig. This is your time to shine.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Slot this motherfucker on your leaderboard.
Oh, shit. Shit. Woo! Stop moving. Okay. I think this movie's going to be my new number 15 between a Serbian film and Bouquet of Guts and Gore.
Okay. All right. New number 15 for Lisa.
Yeah, I don't like how low I put it, but that's where it has to go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any complaints being below a Serbian film in August Underground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are damn good movies. Where's it going for you, Bo?
Yeah, I think it's going to go, like, probably right underneath Tumbling Doll of Flesh and above Lolita Vibrator Torture.
Yeah, you did not like Lolita Vibrator Torture.
I didn't necessarily. Yeah, it just didn't. I was not having a good day that day. Yeah, I don't know.
It just wasn't a good time for you.
Similarly, this film kind of did nothing for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where are you, Christopher? Did you tell us what a leaderboard is?
I did. Oh my god! I was hoping maybe
it's a leaderboard. You would just. Daddy?
Well, leaderboard is kind of where we just slot in our personal favorite movies that we've covered on the podcast. We sort them from our favorites to our least favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell Life in the Hole right now, enjoy your fucking number 31 slot because...
You're going to die, bitch.
The first time I get the chance to move you to the very bottom of the list, I'm going to do it. I don't know why I put you above Black Mass. You don't fucking belong.
He's
there.
Not happy about it. He wants it to be below Black Mass.
I know.
I do.
I'm here to tell you, it's not worse than that film, but I understand the sentiment.
It's a pretty bad fucking film, though, dude.
It's fucking garbage. It's irrefutable, inarguable, objective, inescapable garbage.
Mm-hmm. Chris, where the hell is this going on your leaderboard?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out on the fly here. Yeah, I think I'm gonna stick it at number 25.
Above Devil Woman Doctor.
Yes.
Uh-huh. See, I agree with that, but I don't like that Devil Woman Doctor is above Lucky Sky Diamond.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know,
I think
that's
Devil Woman
fine.
Doctor is garbage.
Uh-huh. It was.
Okay, Devil Woman Doctor is only garbage because it's a guinea pig movie. I laughed my ass off during that movie.
I appreciated it. Maybe that's why it was garbage. Maybe you're right. I don't think it belonged in that.
Yeah.
Like, I think we were expecting something different.
Yeah, I was so shocked. I was expecting a guinea pig movie, and that's not a guinea pig movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But it's hilarious. Yeah, anyway, number 25. I don't know how I feel about it, but that's where it's going.
Yeah.
You're on notice, Life in the Hole. That's it for this extra flavorful fucking worm salad of an episode from us here. What the fuck are you watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.